God stands up over time, and he's looking down in time, and here you are. Lord, I'm getting old now. And you still ain't blessed me. Now you gave me a promise. But see, he's standing outside of time. And he's seeing that he slowed up time on you. You ain't old as you think you are. Time ain't getting away from you like you think it is. Because see, God has already designated in time. Tell somebody he's never too late. You know, Abraham and Sarah, you know, we're just getting older here now, and everything going wrong, everything going south, and you know, it's all messed up. But God said, no, at my appointed time, because see, I stand outside of time, and my counsel shall not fail. I told you I'll visit you at an appointed time. Now that time might not look like your time. That's why you got to get in the frame of mind that I'm not going through a summer or a winter or a spring or an autumn. I'm going into due time. I'm going in the due season. My time can be any time. I'm not waiting on a particular time. I'm not waiting on a particular circumstance. It can happen right now. It could happen tomorrow. Oh, I wish I had somebody to go there with me. You don't have to wait till the check comes. So you don't have to wait. You have to wait till certain things get in place. If God spoke it, it could happen anytime. Remember Elisha prophesied, and he said, by this time tomorrow. And who knew what would happen except God overrode a circumstance. God turned the tables on something. See, God, tell somebody, God has a plan. You don't have time to get sad. You don't have time to be depressed. See, the devil trying to shift up times and laws on you to get you to walk under another law instead of joy and gladness, mourning and sadness. You don't have time for that. See, the devil work with you there. But when you choose joy, when you choose to be glad, Lord, I don't see it with my eyes, but I have a promise. You told me, and I'm standing on your promise. I'm believing your word. I'm decreeing your word. I'm believing your word. When you stand on that, you are moving in God's time. And you know what? He'll make all things beautiful in his time, not in the devil's time. In his time, the psalmist said, my times are in your hands. And it's true. His counsel cannot, there is no wisdom against God's counsel. Okay? Lamentations 3 and verse 37. Lamentations. Have you ever read that book? Is that the Bible? Yeah, that's the Bible. Who is he that saith, and it come to pass when the Lord commanded it not? Who is he that says something, and it comes to pass, and the Lord didn't say it? People gonna tell you what you can't do, what you can't have, what's not gonna happen for you. If the Lord didn't say, who is it that says that? Because only God's counsel is gonna stand. And you know, his thoughts toward you are not evil. His thoughts toward you are peace, to give you an expected end. See, you got to know the love letter. God's thoughts toward you are peace. In other words, prosperity, goodwill, grace, mercy, goodness, favor. That's God's will toward you. So who is he that says otherwise? And it come to pass, and God didn't say it. Tell somebody, I'm so busy being blessed, I cannot be cursed. People want to speak curses over you, speak stuff to you, say stuff to you. Don't let it get in your head. You got God's word over you. There's a word over your life, over your children's life, over their children's life. Oh, yes. No matter how dire the strait or the situation might seem from time to time. Those are facts, but they are not truth. Come on, I said they may be a fact. I remember my son, when I first talked to him after they called, when he had that concussion. And he was talking, and you know, I sensed something was a little awry, and then somebody got on the phone and told me what happened. I said, oh, okay. And then I started talking to him, and it just didn't. Then when the specialist, when they did some kind of test, they said, uh-oh, this is severe. We need to get him a certain place. Right. So I went up there. But all the time that I was going, you know, I was decreeing, this is a fact, but this ain't the truth. This might have happened, but this ain't how this is going to end up. Are you hearing? And you know, when I got there and went into his room, he had just come in, his teammates didn't understand. You know, because he's leading scorer, they needed him for the games. And so they had him up and about, you know, with things like that, you don't do that. They need to actually be in a dark room, you know, just quiet with no kind of activity going to their senses, just to try to recover, get their memory and all that back. When I got there, he was laying in his room shaking. His head was not killing him, but it was hurting so bad. I had gotten there. I knew it was God's time. I just laid my hands on him. I said, in the name of Jesus. I said, this is not going to be. And you know what? He was shaking that, and all of a sudden, boom, he went to sleep. Just fell sound asleep. But it was from there that his recovery just started. You understand? So we have to walk in that assurance and that confidence. Wait a minute. This ain't lining up with God's word. This might be a fact. This might be something that happened, but this is not God's counsel, and this is not the way it's going to end up. This is not the way it's going to be in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, you get bold with the devil. Get bold with circumstances. Speak to the mountain. It's got to obey you. It's got to obey you. I knew that was God's time. So I went in there because I saw the state that he was in. And these guys didn't understand. And I chased them all out. I said, leave him alone. Don't bother him the rest of the day or tomorrow. I did. They knew. They knew to be quiet and not even come around there. And the process began. But, you know, it was initiated. I know it was initiated when I said, devil, this ain't happening. You're going this far, but you ain't going no further. Because he's of a bloodline. The blood of Jesus is on him. He don't belong to you. Amen. That doesn't mean we don't have struggles and we don't have to fight sometimes. But you got to understand, God's counsel does not change. His word, there is no wisdom against his counsel. And his counsel is that by his stripes, we were healed. Tell somebody, God's calling your name. You know, back in the day, you know, when God's calling your name, time to go home. But this morning we were saying that he's calling me higher and higher. What came to me? God calling Lazarus. I heard him calling Lazarus. He's calling me higher. I heard him say, Lazarus. I said, you're calling a lot of people out of the grave. You're calling them out. You're pulling them out of what was trying to take them out. Hello? And then you know what he told? He told the people around him, unwrap him from the grave clothes. See, when God calls somebody out, it's up to us to unwrap them. God has called them out. Their heart is with God. Now we, the church, we have to unwrap. Take the grave clothes off of them. Take the grave clothes off. How many know death has been defeated? I said, how many know death has been defeated? Jesus defeated death. And everything connected to death. In the tomb in Israel, in the tomb, there's a plaque. It says, he is risen. I'm not sure, I forget what it says exactly, but why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. It says, he is not here, for he is risen. But you know what they said? One of the writers said when they went into the tomb, one of the synoptic gospels, it says that the clothes that they had put on him were folded. Nice and neat, and lay at the foot of the bed where he lay. Do you know that's symbolic of a priest having finished his priestly order? In other words, the work was finished. He didn't just leave the grave clothes, you know, buy it somewhere, just boom, up out of there. And just no, he folded them up nice and neat so that they would know this work is finished. This thing is complete. This counsel cannot fail now. It's settled in heaven, as the word, as that song says. His word is settled in heaven. Therefore, he's going to take you higher. Tell somebody, I'm going higher. I'm not going down, I'm going up. Come on, tell somebody, I'm going up. This thing's going to get better and better because he finished the work. It's not up and down, up and down. No, he finished the work. And he folded the grave clothes up and set them at the end of the bed and said, why seek ye the living now among the dead? He is not here, for he is risen. Amen. Man proposes, God disposes. Man proposes, God disposes. Man devises, God directs. You know, like I know, you started out one way. You know, you had a good idea. Maybe a God idea. You start working in a certain way, and it didn't work out that way. But then as you went on, it began to work another way. You were devising, God was directing. It's amazing how God, who does not change, can establish a fixed purpose through free will agents. I'm blown away by that. Only God can do it. See, God is not manipulating us either. He's not a manipulator. The devil's a manipulator. He does it through free will agents. Without imposing upon your will, he can work a perfect plan. God orders our will without infringing.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 27 of The Faith Crisis, My Steps Are Ordered. Isaiah 46 and 9 states, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. There is coming a realm where everything will change except light. God is the light, and there is no shadow of turning. In heaven, there is no darkness. Nothing is hidden. Every creature God has created is blindfolded. If we walk in the light, we will not stumble. If we dwell on the vine, we will always remain fruitful.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.